The report is the first since 2003 to concentrate on the public perceptions of the Israeli-Palestine conflict. 7,000 adults were polled, and the results point to a gap between the public and the policymakers. 45% of the Europeans that were polled said that Hamas should be involved in peace talks, which is at odds with the views of most EU governments. A third of those asked said they didn't perceive Israel to be a democracy, with two-thirds believing that it didn't treat all religious groups equally. But this is denied by pro-Israeli journalist Richard Millett, who attacks claims that Israel isn't a democracy.
You vote for a government that is a democracy, and if you have a problem with certain issues, you can go to courts, and if you don't like the government, you can vote the government out, and you can vote in another government. So there's a whole, Israel is a sort of vibrant society where you have vibrant debate, vibrant discussion and violent disagreement on a verbal scale.
The Gaza Strip was a common recurring theme among those interviewed. The study claims that the blockade of Gaza and coverage of the flotilla, which was boarded by Israeli forces, has brought the situation there to the forefront of media attention. Dr. Hanan Chahata is one of the authors of the report. She denies that it's an attack on Jewish people.
The siege on Gaza, the illegal wall, the illegal settlements, the fact that the majority of people stated that Israel's oppression of Palestinians was the number one of the biggest obstacles for peace in the Middle East shows that it's Israel itself that it's delegitimizing itself. It's not fueled by anti-Semitism. These views are fueled by Israel's own actions.
The survey recommends that European policy be adjusted to be more in line with public opinion, and that the Palestinian side of the conflict is more clearly heard. Both Israelis and Palestinians, however, agree on peace as a common goal. Steve McCall, Press TV, London.